No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom with us as we navigate the latest aviation news and information here on Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Hey, look, we're just a little over a week away from Sun and Fun in Lakeland, 50-year anniversary. We're going to be out there doing probably at least a couple shows, if not more. During the week for the festivities. I'm really looking forward to it. It's just going to be awesome. But we got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, I'll tell you what, today we're going to share news of something that every aviation enthusiast in Florida, at least, is probably going to want to take advantage of. Pretty big news in the aviation world for Florida flyers or Florida pilots. We'll get to that in just a bit. But first, we got to talk about me, as we often do, because, I did some flying since last week's show. I had to fly up to the Big Apple, put my life at risk. Not in the plane, don't get me wrong. It was, you know, flying back and forth is the easy part when you go to New York these days. You know, last time I was up there, I just missed the policeman beat down from the immigrants by a couple hours right outside the front door of my hotel. And I'm happy to report on this visit, there were no highlights or video, memories that I have to talk about in that regard. So it was
no one threatened
nice.
To kill you walking across the street or anything like that, like
Didn't
our
happen.
California trip.
It was fairly uneventful. You know, I played New York tourist. I got to see Jimmy Fallon, caught a Broadway show. On my typical visit like that. And then I did some other business while I was up there. But I flew up on Delta, came back on United, first class, because that's how I roll when I have enough points to make it happen. But I did that and had a pretty good experience overall. I will say, you know, both flights were on time, no problems, no issues. We had a major storm up in New York. The day before I was flying, I did get a text from the airline saying, hey, there's storms up in New York and, we may have some issues with our flights. If you want to change your flight, now's the time to do it. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Tomorrow, the weather looks great. It shouldn't be a problem, right? And it wasn't.
Be if it wasn't for the fact that they probably canceled a bunch of flights and everything was,
well,
everybody's overflowing.
Well, I say I didn't really think about it. I just kind of thought it was odd. And I didn't have any flight coming back as far as scheduling or being on time. It was United coming back. However, a friend of mine who had a flight down to Miami on American, his flight was totally canceled. So he spent an extra day in New York and was basically stuck. And I asked him, I haven't talked to him in the last day or so to see if anything's changed. But as of, a day or so ago, I said, well, they canceled your flight. Did you get anything, like a hotel and all that stuff? Again, nope, we're on our own. It's weather related, act of God. And they kind of left him out to dry and canceled his flight. And he was stuck for an extra day. So I don't know. I understand if it's weather on that day, but if, all the people that get bumped on the day of the weather and you're scheduled to be on the flight the day after, that seems odd to me. Would you agree, Dennis?
That's very strange.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever seen that in your business days of working at a commercial carrier there, RV Tom? What do you think?
Well, Greg, it happens.
Not very often, I assume. Like I said, if the weather's the day you have your flight scheduled, I mean, those people, they're going to be out of luck, right? But the next day, if you have a confirmed flight and a seat on a plane, what, do they just take the people that were flying the day before and put them on your plane and you get bumped back? Is that protocol? Or depends?
It all depends on the logistics of it, how bad it gets the day before. Remember, these airplanes have to be at a certain location at a certain time.
Yeah.
So if the flights are canceled the day before, they never got to their destination. They call it the snowball effect. They're
right.
Really down.
Yeah,
and sometimes, like, if you have weather out in Chicago, and you say, well, why is my flight delayed in New York? because the airplane originated in Chicago or Dallas or Dallas or somewhere like that. So it's a snowball effect. It's just, you just can't blame it because of one little weather system. It affects the airline throughout the whole country.
Right. But also typical that you're on your own. That would be act of God type stuff. So the airline doesn't have to give you a free flight or anything like that, you think? Or it kind of just depends on maybe status and how much you complain and that kind of thing, I guess. Probably a little bit of that, you think?
Well, I think it depends, too, on whether you're connecting on a flight. I mean, if you're flying through New York, your connection got canceled, well, then that's kind of up to the airline because they connected you. But if you're starting there, well, you just get to go back home or back to your hotel for the day. It's not their problem. So right. I think that there's some leeway there with reservations and how they handle that.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a resident flight attendant right here who can answer that question for you with some expertise.
Okay. But, yeah. What do you think, Nanette?
It's an act of God.
It is act of God stuff. So that's their out for the airlines. Okay.
By the contract that's made with the airlines and the customer, they don't have to put you up in a hotel.
Right.
Can give you a voucher maybe to show some consideration, or they'll bring cots out, but they don't have to. But, you know, it depends on the agent working that flight or the service agent when they send you over to the service station.
Yeah.
If they have a hotel availability, they'll give them out. If they don't have them, they just won't give them out.
Yeah, well, kill them with kindness. That helps. It never helps to schmooze, hurts to schmooze a little bit. Try to be nice, right? Maybe.
Exactly. It goes a lot further than screaming at somebody.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to be that greasy wheel kind of thing, I've seen that backfire so many times at the airport. It's ridiculous. You know, people think if I yell loud enough, they're going to have to give me something, and you just end up.
Yeah, they are, but you're going to get that room at the local police lockup more likely.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those type of things. The employees at the airlines, they're like, you know, hey, you start copping an attitude. No, I don't have to give you a squat. You know, but a lot of people take that attitude, like if they yell and make a lot of noise, that maybe that'll force them. You know, squeaky wheel gets the grease kind of stuff. And I don't know, it seems to backfire more from what I've witnessed, but that's not how I go about things anyway. But I don't know, it was interesting to say the least. I mean, I will say, giving props to United on time. Sky, you know, their United Club, or what is it? It's just called the United Club, I guess, right? Isn't that what it is? Whatever their version of their
United Club.
Yeah, Sky Club, you know, Admirals Club, United's thing. I think it is just the United Club, and it was spectacular at Newark. It's really, really nice. Now, the plane I came back on, I was in first class, and I didn't have any entertainment. The power didn't work. I was like, oh, crap, I didn't charge my phone. I was expecting to be able to charge my phone, and I had to turn it off because if I didn't, I wasn't going to be able to call my wifey when I landed in Orlando to have her pick me up at the airport. So I had to turn off my phone, which meant, okay, now I have nothing to listen to for 2 hours and sit there. So
Maybe you could talk to the person sitting next to you, right?
Oh, hell no. I'm not that kind of guy. What do you think? I like talking? What gave you that? Whatever gave you that idea?
I don't know. The fact that you do it every week for a whole 4 hours?
Yeah, three radio shows and yeah. Well, I don't know. I was exhausted. So I did fall asleep, and I had one of those moments where we landed in Orlando and it was like, you know, and it woke me up and I'm like, oh, you know, like I had a night terror, you know, it was kind of funny. So, it passed by quick because I actually fell asleep, and the food on the plane was fine. It just, you know, it seemed a little older, and I was thinking, well, you know, maybe they're bringing in the older fleet or something. I don't know. I mean, Dennis looked it up. It was what kind of plane I was flying back on?
A Boeing 737-900. So it's not a MAX.
Yeah.
But it was the biggest of the 73s with the up end or new engined
right
type of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it just would have been nice to have some entertainment and power, but I guess it happens. You know, they have their mechanical issues and things like that. And bottom line, they got me there and back on time and in relatively good shape. So we'll leave it at that for now. More coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplainradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I need your weights, by the way.
What do you mean?
For the plane.
It's a
safety issue.
I'm giving you the weight.
This is a regulation. This is a
ask Jeff if he'll give you his weight.
You're not going to give me your weight?
She doesn't even know how much I weigh.
No.
You know who else doesn't know how much I weigh? My doctor. My weight, my business, no one knows.
It's very personal.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather be dead in the Sea of Cortez than have you know what I weigh.
We got two hearts on fire. Breathe in higher and higher. Ashes and embers to full on flame. Now I bet you can see it from an
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom rounding out the crew as we navigate the latest aviation news and information and just kind of talk about my aviation travel. You know, the things I do, maybe you'll learn a little nugget. My last trip up to New York City was, fairly uneventful. It's kind of interesting comparing the services and things like that. And this time I had Delta one way, United the other. They both performed on time, and I guess that's all I expect. Like, I just didn't have power on the flight back on the United flight, but, that kind of stuff happens. They were nice enough. Food was good. I mean, when you're flying first class, I don't drink, believe it or not. I know Dennis is going, what? I'm a social drinker, but when I'm sitting in first class, I don't bother with the drink. It's like, just give me the bottle of water. I'm fine, and I'm good. But I do like to have, I'll order my meal in advance, and the food was decent. It did the trick, and, makes it when you get to your destination, I just feel a little bit more rested and in control. That's what you're paying for. Wouldn't you agree, RV Tom? You're spoiled rotten. You only fly first class, I would assume, at this point in your life, don't you?
Actually, no.
What?
No, I don't, because I'm a non-rev. I get to fly free, so I'm happy just to have a seat.
Okay. Really, well, if it's free, you'll suffer. Exactly.
Now, with that being said, when I was actually working at United, before when I was a check airman, pretty much when I was flying to Newark to give a check ride or a IOA, then I got first class up and back. That did spoil me. When I'm heading on a flight somewhere, like say back from, a few times I had to head back from Delhi or Mumbai or Beijing or Shanghai.
Right.
I get a first class on the way back. It was part of our contract. That was sweet. You know, 16 hours of, you know, four movies, you know, three different meals and, you know, a couple hot fudge sundaes. That was very nice. You know, that was very nice.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said to be able to fly in first class and not hang with the unwashed masses. No, I'm kidding. But I'll tell you, my kids and my fellow coworkers, like for some of the shows when I have to travel, I mean, at every opportunity, I'll fly first class and leave them back in coach. Say, sorry, I'm calling dibs. And they're saying, man, you are bougie. Evidently, I'm bougie. And you know what? I'm going to take that title and go with it.
Yep.
Because I don't care. It's all about me. Right, Dennis?
Duh.
I cannot
fault you for that, though, because my wife has accused me of the same thing. But, you know, I argue the point is, like, if they offer me a free upgrade, I don't want to decline it because they may not offer it again.
Well, exactly. You take every opportunity you can to, you know, live the lifestyle.
I work hard for those points.
It's all about the image and the look. But I'll tell you, it really does. For me, it makes traveling so much more, doable.
Enjoyable?
Yeah. Tolerable, you know, because, you get on, you know, some of the long flights especially. Wow. It's a major, major difference. I mean, a quick run up to New York. I mean, that's only like maybe a couple hours. It's really not a big deal to fly coach up there. I just happen to have enough points to make that one happen. But I tell you what, that really does, you know, it makes it like, okay, I can fly up there anytime for a day or two, take care of business, come back, go there for dinner or whatever, go see a show. It kind of makes things, you know, a little bit more efficient. Not as efficient as flying private, though. And that's where I'm trying to get to next. Which brings me to another topic about me that I have to throw out there. I had a little hiccup. And I think we mentioned this last week in my third class medical. Did we talk about this on the air, Dennis? I don't know if we got to it. Did we?
I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
Yeah. So the FAA has asked that I have a special issuance, and I turned in all my latest tests and everything. I think we did bring this up, but I finally got it squared away and sent everything off to them. And they came back and said, you know, I'm like, I get a notice that I get a certified letter in the mail. I'm like, oh God, this isn't good. Yeah. And I talked about getting that letter. And sure enough, they liked everything I sent back to them, except the fact that there was something on my blood work that wasn't complete enough. And they wanted another number, like, you know, like your A1C or something. And I'm like, What is that all about? So anyway, my cardiologist didn't put through a complete enough blood work, so I got to submit some more blood work stuff to him within the next 60 days to keep my special issuance valid. And so I got it scheduled. It's going to happen. But I'm like, why do you need my A1C? You know,
and why do they need this now? This is the third time they've asked you to come back with additional testing results
right after
granting you your special issuance.
Well, here's what I'm planning to do. I'm getting the blood work done right before Sun and Fun. And, you know, the FAA has their building, has their place there at Sun and Fun. I'm thinking if I just come with it in hand, you think I can just show them like, hey, guys.
You got to mail it into Oklahoma City.
Well, but I'll do both. But maybe we'll go over there and have a little chat like, hey, yeah, why do you guys need my A1C? Is it because of that goofy jingle? For wigs, whatever it is.
Like, Ozempic?
I don't know if it's that one. No, it's A1C, the one that says, I never even knew what A1C was until I heard that jingle. So, anyway, and why? I mean, I'm not diabetic. I don't know why they need this anyway, but that's what they came back with. And also, the letter doesn't say, like, hey, good job at sending in all the other great stuff. The numbers are awesome. There's no, like, pat on the back or nothing. Just like, hey, it didn't have this. You have to send this within 60 days or you're screwed, you know? And I was like, it'd been nice if they said, well, we got everything. You know, that looks good, but we also need this, Greg. No, it's a little too, they could be more less formal, a little congenial, you think? You think that'll ever happen, Tom? You think?
No, I don't think so. But no. But with this train of thought, all you do is run over to Quest, and you get a blood work up that morning, and you'll have the results in 3 days. And
well, that's what I'm doing. So, yeah. But I had to schedule it around, you know, my crazy lifestyle of flying first class and back and forth from New York and
waking up at 11.
Yeah, oh, quiet. That's not true. It was 10:30.
Oh, right. I was going to say it's noon.
But yeah, I got to fast and all that kind of stuff, but I'll get it done. I got it scheduled. So anyway, hopefully we'll have it all cleared up by Sun and Fun. And if not, we'll go in there and raise some hell, and then they'll really take me off the list. Or I don't know if I'm off the list or on the list. You know which list I'm talking about. Anyway, more coming up. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Are we in LA?
No, we're in North Dakota, and only those passengers deemed fit to fly will go on to Los Angeles. You're not one of them.
Wanna fly, 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 can I vibe, 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 fly, 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 fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom, and I don't know, Dennis, we got a special guest from AOPA now, don't we? Who do we got?
We do. We have Stacy Heaton on the call today because I wanted to talk with her about something that every pilot is going to need here in Florida. I mean, you know how to tell if someone's a pilot, right? They're going to tell you.
Right.
Well, we're taking that to the next level now. We're going to actually put a license plate on our cars that says
nice.
Support GA.
Okay.
And Stacy was actually behind this effort. And so I wanted to bring her on because she's very busy in the Southeast region with AOPA supporting the airport support network, making sure that we have places to land and people aren't trying to drive out GA. But, you know, this is a huge win for us to actually be able to generate some revenue as well and support a worthy cause with these license plates.
Well, let's find out about it. Stacy, welcome to Just Plane Radio. So these,
thank you.
These new license plates for Florida go into effect when, or when can you get them on your car?
Well, we're hoping that by around October, the pre-sale voucher will be available for individuals.
Okay, so we got one for Dennis, one for me. It's they're usually like about $50 or something like that. I don't know.
Well, so it depends on what else you get with the plate. So it doesn't cover, obviously, you know, your yellow tag, the actual registration.
Right.
That's separate. And then if you do, let's say you want to put your N number on there, that's an extra charge because now you're making it personalized versus a specialty plate. The specialty plate is just I think it ended up being as $25 per specialty plate that gets ordered that will ultimately end up going to the Aerospace Center for Excellence.
Okay. Well, before we get to all that, I want to make sure I understand this. These are going to be custom aviation enthusiast license plates for folks in Florida, but you can get your N number on it too?
Yeah. So what the bill is for specialty plates. So, you know, like you might see an endless summer plate or a fight diabetes plate or something to that effect. That's the specialty plate.
Right.
And then within the specialty plate, if you want to have your own, like, you know, some sort of five letter identification or five numbers, part of your end number, or whatever, put on there. That's where you personalize it. So you can not only get a specialty plate, but you can get a specialty plate that is personalized. But again, the personalization is a separate fee.
Okay. But so you're talking about, like, so Dennis could get his N number on his license plate, but you're talking about the actual number is like that. Okay. If it's available.
Yeah, you could do that.
As long as someone else doesn't have it. Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So you could do that. And what is the art design? I mean, yeah, we have like Save the Manatee type clubs and, you know, ocean reef type things that have cool art designs. What I mean, I assume there's an airplane involved.
There are. It's a really cool license plate. It's got a control tower on it on the far right hand side. It's got a runway on it. It's got a little bit of a beach and some water background.
Nice.
It's got some, it's got a Cessna. It's got a high wing general aviation. It's got a low wing general aviation. And it's got a helicopter on it. And then, in the upper left hand side, there's a sun for the sunshine state.
Okay. Well, you got a little bit of everything in there. Sounds like. All right. Well,
yeah.
I love the sound of this. And, you know, it's like every, pilot listening right now is like, well, I got the hat. I got the shirts, you know, I got the jackets. I mean, the license plate would be the next in the progression for sure. So I know we got at least three sold with RV Tom, Dennis, and myself. I love this idea. And these type of specialty plates are usually put out there as a campaign to raise money for a good cause. So that cause is going to be what exactly in the state of Florida?
Yeah, so that cause is to go towards scholarships for people who want to go into aviation education programming. So airport management, ATC, flying, mechanics. So if there is a program in the state of Florida that is accredited, then those folks can apply for scholarships through the Aerospace Center for Excellence.
Oh, I love that. That sounds like a great cause for sure. And so this has been a project, like your pet project for a while, or how did you get involved?
So we actually, the brainchildren of this whole idea are three members of ours down in Southern Florida, and they had this idea. And it turned out that, they were like, gosh, every state should do this, but, you know, obviously let's start here in our home state.
Right.
And, they needed a little traction. And so they reached out to AOPA, knowing that, not only do, regional managers like myself not only do we help the local airports and pilots with predicaments that they might be running into at their local airports. But we also work on legislation in our states. And so this would be a legislative effort because you need to actually have, in Florida, that is, you actually need the specialty plate passed in a bill by legislation and then signed by the governor before it becomes an official license plate.
Right. And you guys have all those connections. So,
well, it was, you know, we certainly helped. We helped for, meeting up with legislators and helping educate the legislators on what it would look like mm-hmm. and who would qualify for the scholarships and who our partner is, the Aerospace Center for Excellence. We actually were able to do that and help write letters to legislators and do calls to action.
Yeah. So you got the call from those guys in South Florida and it was just like, oh, that's an awesome idea. Let's run with it. That's how, you know, AOPA is a membership organization. That's just one of the many things they have available when you're a member. You have access to them and they're just people like you and I. And if you give them a good idea, they'll take it and run with it. I mean, this is a perfect, this is a perfect use of AOPA as far as all the, you know, connections that you guys have in government and things like that to leverage the aviation industry as a whole. You'd agree with that, wouldn't you, Dennis? What do you think?
I would. And, you know, ACE is a great charity because that's the organization that runs Sun and Fun.
Right.
And the Academy down at Lakeland. So what a perfect way to help fund that effort, you know, because we know how successful they've been over the years.
Yeah. Is the artwork,
as a matter of fact,
of these Florida plates, as I would assume you might be having them on display at Sun and Fun at the AOPA booth or tent, I should say, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we will.
And it's already out there online, I assume, as well, with the announcement of this week. Is that right, too?
Yeah. So it is. We actually, I guess, technically speaking, the governor has not signed the bill yet. Mm-hmm. We're hoping he obviously does before April 8th, because it's just prime time to get the word out, you know, if that timing can work out. Even if he doesn't sign it by then, we'll still absolutely have a little display so people can see. And the three pilots that were really the brain children behind this, they'll be there as well, and they'll be passing things out. The next step for those three pilots, they are going to be creating a website after the governor signs the bill and putting up a whole list of frequently asked questions so people can understand what's the process. Because I don't know if it shared it in the story that you read, but 3,000 of these needed, 3,000 pre-sales vouchers actually need to be sold before a single one will be made.
Right.
And we have 2 years to be able to hit that number. And if we miss the Sun and Fun this year, it would be a shame. But we'll absolutely have Sun and Fun next year, and we're going to do everything we can to help get the word out for our members.
I think Governor DeSantis is probably going to want to take advantage of those 500,000-plus aviation enthusiasts. We'll be pulling for it, and you got 3 sold already, so you're on your way.
Awesome.
Stacy, thanks for being on Just Plain Radio, and good work.
Always great talking with you guys.
We got more coming up. Stay close to Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
CEO. Of all the hiring for all the new pilots that are coming up this year, all the hiring for the new pilots, the main focus is going to be diversity.
Woo!
What? Diversity? Not the best pilots you can find? I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of flying all the time with these white pilots landing safely and on time. Boring!
When people are taking a trip on a plane, they need someone there at the wheel. A pilot has the training and the skills to fly, so that everyone is safe when they go up in the sky. The pilot makes sure that the plane's on its course to New York or Chicago or Spain. When your job keeps you soaring, it never gets boring. The trusty pilot flies the plane. Yes, the trusty pilot flies the plane.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis, RV Tom, rounding out the crew. We are going to order that Florida license plate. I have no doubt about it. Made me think of something else, though, Dennis. I mean, can you get your N number in a vanity type thing?
Yes, you can.
How much they charge for that?
I'd have to look up and see, but yeah, there's been some thoughts about whether or not I should put, 6'3 Zulu on the back of my car or not.
Well, here's the thing, it's one thing to put it on your car. I mean, if you had 6'3 Zulu, which, the only person who would get that would be you, right? But if you had your N number changed to something like, Genius, which is, if I had a plane and I could get my, and Genius,
so here's the problem though, Greg. If you want an American registration, we have the N number, so it starts with N
something,
and then 3 numbers and 2 letters, or all numbers.
So you gotta be really creative.
You have to be Canadian if you want to be able to spell things with it, or you have to be really creative. Like Nike, their N number for their corporate jet is November 1 Kilo Echo, but if you stand back and take a look at it,
it looks
it
like
spells
Nike.
Out Nike.
Right.
Well, so you're sure they paid a fortune to get that.
Well, you got to use numbers that double as words, like the number 8
Yes.
And, you know, like you ate something. I don't know. Yeah. This is one of those. OPA did that last year. Yeah. What they
remember
do?
They gave away that Grumman Tiger.
Yeah.
And they basically made the N number 71 Golf or 716 Echo Romeo or something like that. Yeah. And if you looked at it with cross-eyed and squinted a bit, it looks like it spells out Tiger.
Right.
You know, so you can get creative, but you got to take a little poet, a little license with it because of our limitations.
We're going to need AI to help us solve that puzzle with creative graphics or just the numbers, like eight. What's another number that will double as a word? Like four, like golf, you know, golfing. Well,
eight can be a B for Bravo. You know, you could do that with a six can be a G for golf.
Or you're trying to say like it ate something, like ate, you know, four burgers. I don't know how to do burgers. I don't know. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You'll
you
see go a bunch of different ways.
Right.
Well, a lot of the Mooney, like mine, the M20Js, it's a 201. So you'll see a lot of the N numbers on the Mooney 201s are 201 something something.
Right. Okay.
201 Yankee was one that I used to fly years ago.
Yeah.
A friend of mine has got a number reserved for his Cessna 180 or his Cessna 210. It's 155 kilo tango because that's the cruise speed, 155 knots.
Right.
Well, okay. You know, so you can play with the things like that within reason.
Well, like I said, if I had my own plane and I had to pick it, I mean, someone listening right now needs to figure out how can we make my N number make it look like I'm a genius? You know, because I won't be able to do it. But, you know,
I'm 200 India Quebec.
Genius in my own mind.
200 IQ.
Okay, there maybe that'd work. All right, so there we do that and have another thing, and then you put that on your car in Florida, and this will be the first. I mean, she said what 2,000? We got to sell 2,000 or 3,000.
They have to pre-sell 3,000 plates before the state will actually go through the process of producing the first one to deliver.
I think that'll be easy. What do you think, Tom?
I think so too.
That starts October 1st.
Well, it takes the pre-sales. They're hoping to be able to get the bill put through and everything done sometime before then.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah, but they got over 500,000 people at Sun and Fun. If they can get the artwork out there and get it, you know, they'll be able to make people aware of it just at that one event. And I would think it'd be
pretty easy. It hit Flying Magazine just this week. Right. So,
and Plain Radio, hello.
Exactly.
So it's out there. I don't think we'll have much problem, reaching that threshold and under the time restraints. But that'll be pretty cool. I think that'd be pretty awesome. So yeah. So you're gonna get one, Tom. You're down, right? You're gonna get one. Yeah.
It looks like I'm gonna need about. I was just thinking I need about eight of them.
Well, there you go. See, it's going to happen faster than we didn't even think about that part. Does it
matter? I definitely would have to put one on the RV so when we go up to Sun and Fun, we can show off. Yeah, there you go. So there's two.
Right.
Yeah, I'm up to eight between the RV, two motorcycles, four cars, and a boat trailer and a motorcycle trailer. I got eight of them right there.
Okay. Well, there's I forgot about that aspect of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that gives us something to look forward to at Sun and Fun amongst all the other cool stuff. And we're going to really kick it into high gear starting next week. Make sure you tune in for that. But we do have to cover, you know, we started the show off talking about commercial flying, and there has been a pretty big shakeup with the whole Boeing and the MAX 8 stuff. Wow. I don't know if this will make any difference. What's your guess? And first off, what'd they do? The head cheese at Boeing said, okay, I'm leaving.
Yep, that's pretty much it. Dave Calhoun is stepping down at the end of this year, but also the head of their Boeing commercial aircraft division, Stan Deal, he's out immediately. And board chairman Larry Kellner is not seeking re-election during next month as well. So that's a pretty big turnover at the top. So
big shakeup there.
Boeing. And it was needed. And let's hope that the people that they bring in to replace them, are going to focus on these problems. Unfortunately, they got a lot of work ahead of them.
Well,
you know, just to restore the reputation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, how much of this was absolutely necessary? How much of it was to show that we're doing something remains to be seen. But somebody had to take the blame or get the axe in that regard. And it looks like
there's been a lot of talk in the aviation industry about the culture at Boeing. And, you know, let's just put it this way. The culture needed some chlorine, I think.
Yeah.
And that's what it's getting. But, you know, this has all been, you know, you can talk to whoever you want, but they say that ever since Boeing bought McDonnell Douglas, there's been a shift. It's been, Boeing was previously really an engineering focused company. It was based in Seattle, where the engineers were that designed and built these planes. They merged with McDonnell Douglas, which was more known for their bean counters. And those executives are the ones that have basically taken the reins. So cost cutting and all this kind of stuff is now starting to bite them in the butt, where instead the company was making decisions based on, you know, what made sense from a building a good airplane perspective.
Right.
So the old adage of, if it's not Boeing, I'm not going, is kind of turning around on them, unfortunately. And if it is Boeing, I'm not going.
Yeah. Well, let's hope, you know, they get a string of good luck, because I'm pulling for them. I mean, I, you know, some of the, everything that's happened over the last few weeks, I mean, I guess they've went a week without about a major story with something falling out of the sky or whatever. Maybe, you know, it'll be a trend, I hope. I don't know. What do you think?
And we're probably contributing to the problem, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the press has been, you know, if anything
ruthless.
Happened.
Yeah.
It's Boeing. It's a Boeing. Well, The tire falling off wasn't a Boeing problem. That was a maintenance problem. You know, an engine panel coming off was not a Boeing problem. But because it affected a Boeing airplane, now all of a sudden it's all headlines and everybody blew it up. So, yeah, we contributed to the problem. We're sorry, but it also did need to be reported.
You got to talk about it. And like I said, some of it, you know, comes into play as luck. And let's hope they have a string of good luck as opposed to the bad luck. And this was just a little blip on the radar that they're changing some things to address the concerns. And then they'll get a string of good luck and get back at the good graces. And we can continue on in a more positive light. And I'm sure all the people that work there are hoping for that, too, because there's a that is a massive company. So it's really kind of sad to see so many black eyes go towards one particular maker like that. And some of it, you know, has to be bad luck, too. So on that note, we'll see how things continue and get ready for sun and fun in a more positive light. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.